They're at it again. They want your data center. The White House's most recent federal data center policy could be a forcing function for agencies to host more resources into the cloud. The Federal Data Center Optimization Initiative calls for agencies to rein in their data centers, you've heard that one, promote shared services, and move to the cloud. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, what about this latest initiative? It sounds like it combines everything else and kind of restates it.
Yes. Like you were saying, we've kind of heard this a little bit before. This policy from OMB is not new. The draft came out in March, but we learned a little bit more about what is expected of agencies and how they're going to go about it during a cloud computing summit this week. The Office of Management and Budget reported in November that agencies had more than 11,700 data centers, and that's up from 9,000 2 years ago and only 1,100 in 2009 when the administration initially set the goal to reduce this infrastructure.
Well, we should say that they haven't opened 10,000 data centers. They're simply counting smaller and smaller locations for computing equipment and calling them data centers.
Yes, and they were saying, you know, there are some guidelines as far as, you know, do you have a server under your desk or is there one, you know, stuck in the mop closet? OMB put out the draft policy for public comment earlier this year, and the General Services Administration's Federal Acquisition Service is spearheading this. The optimization builds on the earlier data center consolidation initiative. So here's GSA's Dominic Sale explaining this policy a little bit more.
In my mind, I call it Data Center 2.0. It's kind of a reboot of the old data center consolidation initiative, and I think in many ways much better thought through and really learning on the lessons of the past here. I would say there's a four-point strategy here when it comes to data center optimization. First, freeze the current footprint and future data center expansion. Two, consolidate and close existing data centers. Three, move to the cloud, hence the tie-in here today. And four is promotion of the use of shared services. And that's something we're really excited about. So those last two kind of speak to this idea of the data center marketplace. Shared services and industry providers, and how do we bring agencies closer to those and bring the tools to bear to make their jobs easier? Because data center owners have a very, very tough job ahead of them here.
So Dominic Sale from GSA is saying that really three policies that have been in place for years now are just kind of restated.
Yes, and restated, so, and also a little bit more of that fire burning now to, for agencies to say, hey, you really got to start
doing it.
Yeah.
So will this be tough for data center owners now?
Yeah, there is a fear of the unknown as well as the inevitable. When you start to rein in or close down these data centers, people are going to start getting worried. Well, what does that mean for my job? And Sale said he doesn't see a total extinction of data centers, at least not in the next 10 years. But he was honest and said that there are going to be changes. Here he is again.
This is a huge change management exercise, yes. And it's not just about the data center. Like I mentioned before, the unit of analysis is the app. There's a whole ecosystem that's going to need to adapt and change, and everyone's going to need to adapt those skill sets. So this is a change management, HR effort. We should think about all the things that we still need to do from an IT perspective and retrain our folks versus think of them as, you know, obsolete when the data center closes. Yes. How can we adapt them to the future of IT within the government?
So I heard a yes woman there several times. Who was that?
Yes, the woman agreeing with Dominic Sale is Melanie Parker Hill. She's the division chief at the State Department's Enterprise Operations Center. And she also emphasized the importance of an agency being adaptable to change rather than afraid of it, which can end up hurting employees.
We've gone through several iterations of FDCCI and other data centers advancements. We don't try to throw the bathwater out with the baby or whatever. We actually look at retraining staff members, retraining ourselves and things of that nature. And one of the things here at the Department of State, we have to get the buy-in from the stakeholders, because the keynote, he had that boulder pushed up there with the person pushing that boulder. And that's what it is sometimes. We're pushing that boulder, but I don't want to keep putting rocks in our bag because we can't continue to take the legacy stuff. So we have to be able to be forward thinking.
And so Melanie Parker Hill doesn't want to push it uphill, but she says that they're going to have to anyway.
They're going to have to, but they just want to lighten their load a little bit.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. What else did you learn about this latest initiative?
Well, this initiative, or DCOI for short, has three objectives: cost reduction through efficiency gains, cost reduction through the elimination of facilities, and sustainability. Dominic Sale from GSA said this is not just moving servers around on a chessboard. It's all about carefully choosing what's being measured and really holding agencies accountable for hitting those measures. The summit also had an update on how the Defense Department is handling data consolidation and moving to the cloud. John Hale, who's the chief of the Defense Information Systems Agency's cloud portfolio, said that there's three directions DoD kind of has to consider when it comes to this. There's traditional computing, because there's just no money for an update, even if they wanted to modernize or consolidate. Then there's also consideration of on-premise preferences. So he said that there's some people in the Defense Department who are not really excited about having nuclear capabilities floating around in a commercial cloud. So you have to do some of this computing on the defense, he said, on their concrete. And then there is also the commercial cloud environment. And Hale said that's where, or the off-premise private cloud commercial environment. And Hale says that's where DoD will get the most bang for its buck. But he also acknowledged that this is all still a work in progress.
With mobile everything and mobile now and instant on and instant capability being like the number one technology disruptor in IT, what we're doing from a cloud computing perspective is really facilitating all of that information sharing, which our mission partners need.
That was John Hale with DISA.
All right. So again, this is a new policy coming out in draft in March, being explained
comment
now.
Comment period, yeah.
And it takes three policies that have been in place for a long time, the shared services, the data center consolidation, and so forth, and mixes them into one. What's next?
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see what the next draft looks like. It will have included a bunch of comments that OMB has been collecting over the past few months.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.